FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and it is time for another Triple Lutz Report. This is episode 425. That's right, 425 Triple Lutz Reports. A lot of people don't do that many podcasts in a decade, but we've managed to do it in just a few years when we started the Triple Lutz Report. And today is, well, it's evening of August 25th, the early morning of August 26th. Not sleeping well. Hey, prayers are out for you FSN community members in Texas. There's thousands of you there. My son lives in Texas. Hope that you make it through this hurricane okay, especially the people in the coast in Corpus Christi and the little islands, the barrier islands there. I think they're barrier islands in the Gulf of Mexico. It was a Category 4 storm. Hurricane Harvey, you got to watch out for those hurricanes that have alliterative names like Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Harry, all them. They're really tough ones for sure. So just be careful, stay safe, get out of there. You know, hurricane parties sound great in theory, but the reality is that this hurricane's going to hang out for quite a while. It's starting out as a category 4, quickly decreasing to a category 1, and just be very, very careful out there. Get away. I mean, look, when we had our brush with Hurricane Matthew last year in Florida, I went to the West Coast. It wasn't supposed to be that bad. However, I had to get the show out because I was going to China shortly thereafter, and it was better to go to the West Coast, get the show done, get them over to Melissa to process the files, than it was to stick around and wait for the power to go off. I can't even remember what having no power is like for a prolonged period of time. It's not fun. Hope you've got backup generators and such. Problem is, when you don't have a hurricane for so long, then people, you tend to get complacent. And complacency is what kills. You know, in Florida here, after Hurricane Andrew, they dramatically increased the building codes. You know, like when you replace a window now, if you're going to replace the window frame, you've got to put in either impact hurricane resistant glass, or you've got to put hurricane protection over that window. And now, of course, we're getting complacent. There was an article, this was a couple of weeks ago in USA Today, I wanted to bring to your attention. Florida had the strongest, created the strongest building codes after Hurricane Andrew, which took place, it's 25 years ago. Can't believe that. And it was an intense Cat 5 hurricane, did tens of billions of dollars worth of destruction. Whole buildings, you'd see public supermarkets and pharmacies just in rubble, in utter rubble. And of course, these things bring out the worst. So they're trying to weaken the codes in Florida, or at least they say rationalize it by actually allowing changes to it easier, to be made easier. Building codes are very rigid. One of the reasons we haven't had those kind of fires that they had in London in the public houses there is because that cladding, that type of exterior cladding for a building, for a high rise, is not legal here because the building codes are very difficult to change. Speaking of changes, they now want to remove the statue of Christopher Columbus from Manhattan, and New York City Mayor Comrade Bill de Blasio said it was under review as a symbol of hate. Now, they're saying that Columbus didn't discover America, he invaded it. If history serves me correct, he was looking for a quicker water passage to India, which is why we call indigenous peoples in North America and South America Indians, because he thought he was in India when he got here. This is insane. Yeah, there's pictures of them protesting in Columbus Square, which they'll also probably rename the square. Columbus didn't discover America. He invaded it. Columbus statues, a tribute to racism and genocide, tear them down. I mean, these people are insane. And this is the circular firing squad of the Democratic Party. They're trying to destroy each other. Look, the statue thing is manufactured. The statues have been up there for 150 years. Nobody has cared about them up to now. But the left, always looking for a cause to agitate their numerous ill-informed followers, are creating these controversies, and then they get out of hand. People get hurt, people get killed, and that's what they want. They want death, they want disorder. So that will take you away from the fact that their philosophy has failed. Not that the GOP establishment's philosophy isn't as failed and as composed of lies like the left's, but the GOPE is not trying to get people to kill each other in the streets, as far as I know. You know, the statue was offered as a gift to New York by the city's Italian community in 1892. So we're talking about a statue that has been there for 125 years, and all of a sudden, and you've got like major Italian organizations, the Knights of Columbus, Italian American police officers, they all want it kept there. But this is what you have. So what are we going to start to do? Like, I was doing research. Half the founding fathers owned slaves, including Washington. Ben Franklin owned them at one time, although in the end of his life, he had given it up. John Hancock, Monroe, all of these founding fathers owned slaves. And it was the exceptional founding fathers who were really against it. Guys like Alexander Hamilton, Gouverneur Morris, and others, they were really against it. But Madison, I mean, he came up with the three-fifths compromise to treat slaves as three-fifths people. And none of these guys, with the exception of a couple, really wanted racial equality in the country. This is our history. If you don't like it, well, it doesn't change anything. It's still history trying to wipe these things out. Robert E. Lee, perfect example. This was a great man. He was a great soldier, hero of the Mexican-American War in 1840, never owned slaves. He was fighting for the principle of states' rights. And that states' right principle lives on today with things like marijuana reform and allowing states to legalize marijuana. So this thing is going to backfire on them. There was a survey done for a poll, whatever. 62% of Americans are against removing these statues, putting them in hidden places, whatever. So I've been telling you for months that the GOP is going to pass Trump's agenda because they're not going to have a choice. They have a 17% approval rate. Mitch McConnell, the Speaker of the Senate, he has a 9% approval rate in his home state of Kentucky, no less. If these guys want to survive, they're going to have to get with the program. Now, they might pass Trump tax reform in name only, very possible. They're going to have to repeal Obamacare in one way or the other. And you see these primary challengers coming up to the GOPE, the GOP establishment. You've got Ray Moore, who is a Supreme Court justice in Alabama, and he's going up against this guy Strange, who's a strange character in Alabama. He's well ahead in the Republican primary by double digits. Who's supporting Strange? Elliot Strange, I think his name is. You guessed it, the GOPE, McConnell, and his buddies there. There's even a primary challenge to Bob Corker, a guy named Mark Green, who's a I think he's a state senator, refused to rule out a run against the struggling incumbent, Corker, in the 2018 primary. You're seeing it in Nevada, where they're running against Dean Heller, who is the Republican senator from Nevada. They want to run this guy Danny Tarkanian against him. He's running ahead there. You're seeing this all over the place, and it's not going to get better for the GOPE. They either have to get with the program or they're going to be seriously, seriously screwed. In Arizona, the big one, Jeff Flake, or Jeff Fake, he's John McCain's mini-me, major Trump opponent, has several candidates vying to take him on. Trump and Trump-allied organizations are supporting Kelly Ward and a couple of other people fighting against Flake. You could very well see three or four of these GOPEs go down. That's got to send a tremendous message to the GOPE. It's going to really put them in a panic, and they don't want to be perceived as having gotten nothing accomplished between now and the 2018 election. That means they're going to have to pass health care in some form, I believe, tax reform, regulatory relief, and probably get the wall built, and immigration. They're going to do things that they don't want to do, because politicians, first and foremost, are opportunists. Never forget that. And they think this is going to go well for them. Wait till they have to start looking for new jobs. And, you know, getting employment in this day and age, not easy. But our sponsor is ZipRecruiter.com. Amazing company. If you're looking to hire, do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Well, with ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to 100 plus job sites with just a click. And then their powerful technology takes over and efficiently matches the right people to your job better than anyone else. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. And did you know that over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours? That's right. A lot of times they'll find candidates in less than one day. Best of all, organizationally, I mean, I remember I used to get resumes faxed in, emailed, mailed in, and then I'd have to go through this pile of garbage looking for the few nuggets there. With ZipRecruiter, they got a really great dashboard. ZipRecruiter's got a really great dashboard, and what it does is enables you to rate the candidates, save the ones you want that you're serious about considering, get rid of the rest, and then you contact them at your leisure. So look, you need to find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with virtually immediate results. And right now, you as a member of the FSN community can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Yep, you heard me right. Free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Lutz. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Lutz. And you can get started now. Remember, with ZipRecruiter.com/Lutz, the only thing you have to lose is your job vacancy. So getting back to these jokers at the GOPE, I don't know what they think they're going to accomplish. I mean, the Chamber of Commerce, man, is evil to the core. Both parties are evil to the core. Let's face it. We've talked about this many, many a time. They don't care about you. They don't care about the good of the country. All they care about is their mega contributors, the people who really run the world. And if you keep voting for the same people, guess what? You're going to keep getting the same results. That's why Trump was elected. It's really that simple. I don't think you had any love for Trump. A lot of you didn't. I know that for sure. But Trump was different. He came from outside the system. And you can tell a person by their enemies. And who are Trump's enemies? Mitch McConnell, Corker, Flake, Johnny McCain, you know, Mutiny on the Bounty, John McCain. I mean, he probably has a set of ball bearings that he carries around in his pocket and clanks together. You know, all this stuff, this is what's happening. These guys are not out for your good. Just vote against an incumbent if there's a viable choice who isn't a progressive communist or collectivist. That's what you need to do. Just keep getting rid of them, and eventually maybe we'll find something, but at least they don't feel like they've got an entitlement to the office, if you will. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. They feel like they are entitled to the office because, hey, I'm there, I'm doing God's work. Them and Roy Blankenfein over at Goldman Sachs. What's the difference between Goldman Sachs and the government? There's none. One cool thing that happened, Donald Trump pardoned former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And Arpaio was a former FBI agent. The guy is 85 years old. He cracked down on illegal immigrants, regardless what the court said. So eventually the court said, you're singling them out, you're racial profiling, you're in contempt. And he was found guilty of criminal contempt. And what did Trump do? He pardoned the guy. And that is cool. And who's pissed off about it? None other than Johnny Captain Queeg McCain and Flake, Jeff Flake, the two corrupt, disgusting senators from Arizona. They're up in arms over it. And I think this sends out a message to the witch hunt for Mueller, is that don't bother dropping a dime on Trump. He's got your back. If they screw you over, he will pardon you. So don't worry about it. Just do the right thing. Cover Trump. And I think the message will be well received. Look, there was a guy, Scooter Libby, who was Vice President Cheney's chief of staff. He wound up getting prosecuted, found guilty for obstruction of justice, something totally lame, had nothing to do with why the special prosecutor was appointed. And all Bush did, he should have pardoned the guy because it was bogus. But what did he do? He commuted his sentence so he didn't have to go to jail. Meantime, the guy has a felony conviction on his record. I think Trump should pardon Scooter Libby regardless. So our good friends, the North Koreans, did three missile launches, basically short-range missiles. They failed. I think we're probably playing with them, making some, or maybe the Chinese are making some of their test successes, others failures, so they can't figure out why some are succeeding and why others aren't. But this problem will come to a head. I believe that China will step in eventually for economic reasons and remove this guy. And I think they've been trying to remove him in any event, but he's proven a little bit more difficult than what they expected. Venezuela, sanctions against Venezuela, without going into the details of them, they are kind of complicated, and I don't quite understand what's sanctioned and what isn't. Suffice it to say, the Venezuelans are taking it on the chin. That government is going to fall at some point, because no government can subsist without the will of the people. I know that's theoretical, but it happens to be true. Hey, by the way, getting back to the monument thing, the ridiculous nonsense of taking down the statues, the Jewish folk want the streets and schools that are named after long time ago, Dutch Governor Peter Stuyvesant. He was the governor of New York. They want all that stuff renamed. Say, hey, if you can try to ban Gone with the Wind, if you can get rid of Robert E. Lee, then we should be able to get rid of this anti-Semite Peter Stuyvesant. And this is absurd. There is no justification. History is history. You might like it, you might not like it, but history is history. And maybe we shouldn't be naming more structures, more parks for these people. I don't think we are. I haven't heard of anything named after Peter Stuyvesant probably in my lifetime, I haven't seen any monuments to Robert E. Lee erected probably in my lifetime, but I think there was a couple erected in Baltimore, and Nancy Pelosi's father, who was the mayor of Baltimore, commemorated those people. So how does this happen? Why are we wasting time on this? We've got existential questions, existential threats to the country, to the world, to your standard of living, to mine. Look, there's a part in Brooklyn called Bedford-Stuyvesant, so we're just going to call that Bedford now. I mean, come on, guys. This is ridiculous. Stuyvesant High School, a phenomenal high school in New York City, really high quality, one of the few specialty schools, and they want to rename that Asher Levy High School. Come on, you can't rewrite history. You can't erase history. History is here to stay. History is written by the winners. Look, we did terrible things in our past. Nobody's denying that. Every country has, every country will. When the U.S. was founded, it was founded on an ideal. Flawed because, look, the founding fathers couldn't think outside the box. If they started marching around saying, free the slaves, even if they had wanted to, they would have been locked up for sedition. They would have been in prison. And prison back then was a lot less fun than it is now. They didn't have internet. They didn't have cable TV. It was like you made big rocks into little rocks. Nobody was going to do that, even if down deep they were against slavery, which half these guys weren't because they owned slaves. Benjamin Franklin, his newspaper, he owned slaves, and he took ads for owners seeking to reclaim their runaway slaves. He actually had a slave exchange in the classified ads in that paper. He was the eBay of slavery for his time. But what does that take away from the fact that he was a great man and that he came to regret it and renounce slavery? I'm sure if any of these founding fathers were born today and were around today, they would be 100% against it. Slavery was an idea who had its time, but there's still plenty of slavery rampant around the world. And these Democrats don't seem to care about white slavery. They don't care about female sex trafficking, which is the modern day slavery. Let them get their heads out of their butts. They're on a losing battle here. It ain't going to work. People are on to you. And look, that's it for now. Questions, comments, KL@KerryLutz.com. KL@KerryLutz.com. And the Twitter feed's @KerryLutz. The Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. By the way, Andy Hoffman, talked with him. He's doing great. You're going to be hearing from him again. He's in great spirits. He's a good friend, just like the people over at Miles Franklin. Look, if you asked me, where should you buy gold? I would tell you, Miles Franklin. Do you know that the state of Minnesota, and they're not paying me to say this either, the state of Minnesota requires any licensed bullion dealer, any dealer in Minnesota, selling bullion, they must be licensed by the state. Everyone gets background checked. And Andy's got, I think, either $100 or $150 million. That's right, $150 million surety bond so that you are absolutely protected when you buy gold from them. That's why Andy worked for them all this time. Andy's going to do other things, and he promised me the first interview when he announces his new direction. That's it for today. This has been another Triple Lutz Report. Kerry Lutz signing off.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.